Okay, Samech Amid Beis. Okay, we're middle of the Gemara. We're going to start Arisi Dabaya, which is like 12 lines in the top. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, no, 14 lines in the top of the page. The Gemara was discussing, based on what the Mishnah said, that a woman who has a child cannot remarry for X amount of time. Okay, that's what the Mishnah says. It's called Minekes Chaverei. Okay, so it says like this.
Is that 59B?
No, we're on 60B1. Okay, so then the Gemara was talking about this whole thing about the Ton Rabbanan. Okay, a nursing woman whose husband died cannot get married for 24 months. Okay? No Kedusha, no marriage. That's what Rav Meir held. Rav Yehuda says 18 months. And they said that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel are also arguing the same argument. Beis Hillel says 18 months. Beis Shammai says 24 months. Okay? So then the whole Gemara here. So the Gemara says, Aloha Zek Rav Yehuda. That's what Ullah said. That Aloha Zek Rav Yehuda, that after 18 months you can get married. We're not done, by the way, with the Gemara. And one person, Marukva, said, Rav Chanina permitted, in my case, a nursing mother, he allowed me to marry after 15 months. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Arise Dabaya, a sharecropper, there's a guy used to work the field on commission. Also, Lakame Dabaya came before Abaya. And he asked the Mashal if he could marry such a woman. Amale Abaya said to him, can I marry or do Kedushin? His question was, can I do Kedushin to a woman, you know, a nursing woman, after 15 months, that the kid's 15 months old, can I marry her? Amalei, he says, like this, Chada number one, Rameh Rab Yehuda, Alochik Rab Yehuda. Rabbi says to him, you could do it. Why? Number one, when there's a rule in Shas, that when there's an argument, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. So Rav Meir says 24 months, Rav Yehuda says 18 months, right? But we're not done yet. V'eid, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, halacha ke Beis Hillel. Okay? And Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are also arguing in the same argument. Beis Shammai says 24 months, Beis Hillel says 18 months. So again, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Now, Va'amar Ula, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. And Va'amar Marukva, Marukva said, with the Gemara quoted before, that Li hit Rav Chanina, lo seisacha chamisha sochedesh. Okay? He even permitted me to get married after 18 months. I mean, after 15 months. So, Koshkein Atle Oris, you're only asking about Edison, not to live with her, to do Kedushin. And again, just to refresh everybody's memory, the reason why you have to wait that long, because if the woman gets pregnant, she won't be able to nurse the child, and therefore she's stealing the responsibility that she had to the first husband to nurse this child. Right? That was the Gemara saying. So, he says like this. The bottom line is, even though Beis Shammai, the mayor says 24 months, Beis Shammai says 24 months, you have to wait. Rabbi Yehuda and Beis Hillel said 18 months. But the Gemara took it even a step further, that Mar Ukva said Rab Chanina allowed him to remarry after 15 months. Okay, halacha lemaisa. And therefore, you can for sure do the Kedushin with him, with this girl.
So in other words, this woman gets divorced, but she's pregnant, so you can't marry her to 15 months later.
Or if the husband dies.
Husband dies, okay.
Either one.
Okay.
Okay, so now the Gemara says, so anyway, Abaye paskind that this sharecropper can get married after 15, get do kedushin after 15 months. So listen to this. Also, the comment of Rabbi Yosef, Abaye later went to his Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef said to him, what are you hacking a chaynik? Rav Shmuel, the Amar Tavayo, I don't know what you're quoting me, he says from the Mishnah's bottom line, Rav and Shmuel paskind both. Tzrich lahamten esrim v'arba chaydish. You have to wait 24 months, not 15, not 18. You have to wait 24 months. Chutz miyem shenelad, excluding the day that the kid's born. v'chutz miyem shenisar sebei, and accept even the day of the kedushin. That means Rav Yosef is telling it, you need to wait 24 months even for kedushin. So he says to Abaya, you paskin wrong. You paskin that guy can get engaged kedushin after 15 months, based on Rabbi Yehuda and the Beis Hillel, and he said that's not true. Rav and Shmuel paskind, the halach is 24 months. So Mar tells an interesting story. Roy Basrei Tlosim Parsa. Abai ran after him 3 parsa. 3 parsa is 12 mil. 12 mil is 24,000 amis, which is 36,000
meters.
Feet.
Feet.
36,000 feet. 37,000 feet.
So it's like seven miles.
6 miles.
Six and a half.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He ran, and Vamala, some people say it was even now, Parsi Bechali, he ran in the sand, which is even more difficult to run than a road. Vilaya Darche, he didn't even catch up to him. So meaning like this. So Abaya says now, listen to what Abaya says. Haimil Sadam Rabbanon, this thing that the Chachamim said. Afilo Biasa Bakuchsa, even a ruling, simple as permitting eggs with kutach. What is kutach? Kutach is a dip of sour milk, moldy bread crusts, and salt. Okay?
Yummy.
Oh, yeah, right. Now, if somebody asks his Rebbe, can you eat poultry with milk? Okay? Although the answer is obviously no. It's an obvious answer, you can't. Okay, because there's milk in it. So he says, a person should not paskin in the presence of his Rebbe. In other words, Abaye said, what did I learn from this whole story? I made a halachic ruling in the present, not in the present, but in the city of my Rebbe, and I was wrong. So he says, this that the Chachamim said, even a simple ruling, is kutach good with meat or not? Which obviously the answer is no. Okay? And he says, Lemishum de mechzer kapikursa, not because he might appear to be disrespectful to his teacher. The reason goes further than that. He will not merit to state the correct ruling. It is not only because it's disrespectful to your Rebbe. The reason is you're going to paskin wrong. And he says, Rabbi says, I learned that din of Rav and Shmuel that you have to wait 24 months. Yet, I did not merit to say it. Meaning, I forgot it when I was asked. And he brings down at the bottom, it's interesting, Rashi and other Mephoshim say, not only that, Abaye was the one that told Rav Yosef this teaching. That Rav and Shmuel said 24 months. He was the one that told Rav Yosef, but when the sharecropper asked him the question, he forgot it. And he made a mistake. Which is interesting. That means even though the Gemara, logically, we should paskin like Beis Hillel that's 18 months, we should paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that it's 18 months. Nevertheless, Rav and Shmuel said you must wait 24 months.
So how did he get permitted to marry at 15?
Huh?
So how did Abaye get permitted to marry at 15, or?
The sharecropper.
He made a mistake.
I thought he brought down that he, that...
Yeah, it wasn't good. Mar Ukva said, Rav Chanina permitted me after 15 months, and he said, Allah Chazik. They had sources for that.
Right.
But the bottom line is, Rav Yosef said to him, that's not the accepted halacha. The accepted halacha is 24 months.
Is that for the child's sake? Or only for child's sake?
Yeah.
Not because you don't know who the father
is? No. That's why she can't get married for 3 months.
3 months.
A divorced woman, or a woman whose husband died, is not allowed to remarry until 92 days. Why? Because you can have a baby after 7 months or after 9 months. You don't know who the real father is. Here, there's no question the father is. We said, because if she gets pregnant from the second guy, She's going to have to stop nursing the baby. So she's stealing from the responsibility that she had, the woman has to the first husband. We learned one of the responsibilities of a wife to the husband is to nurse the baby. So she's going to be stealing from the first husband if she does that. Okay. Tana Rabbanu. So now, the Gemara is going to discuss that certain scenarios where a woman could marry less than 24 months. So it says in the Braisa like this, Nasna b'na l'minekis, the woman who has the baby, gave the kid over to a, what's called, they call it a wet nurse. A menekis means a woman that nurses. Or gamalalto, or what happens if she weaned them before the 24 months, or mace, or the child died, mutaris inasid, she can get married immediately. Okay, again, the Gemara is not done yet. But this braisa says very simple. The whole reason she can't remarry is because she has to, she might get pregnant, she won't be able to nurse the baby. In all these cases, she's not nursing the baby anyway. She either gave him over a contract to a wet nurse to nurse, or the kid died, or she stopped nursing him. You know, kids today, even today, don't nurse that long. So she weaned the kids. So that then the Bryce says she could remarry then. Okay? But the Gemara says, Rapapa and Rav Huna, B'reid Rav Yeshua, Savar Lemevet Uvda Kiya Masnis. They were thinking of paskening based on this Bryce. Because that was the case. So they gave it up to a wet nurse or whatever, right? So he wanted to paskin. But no, the story was, the mother gave him the kid over to a wet nurse to nurse. So the Braisa says clearly she can get married right away. So Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua wanted to do it. Amaleo Safta, this old woman, an elderly woman, said to them, "V'didi ave uvda, I had a case, I was a nursing widow who gave my child over to a wet nurse. Va'asali Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said he cannot get married. So in other words, we don't paskin like this Braisa. The Braisa says if you give your kid over to a wet nurse, you can get married right away. And this lady said to them, Rav Nachman paskin that I can't. So Aini, but the Gemara asks, it's not true. Because there's a case, Rav Nachman sharu l'beit reish galusa. Rav Nachman was involved in Reish Galusa. Reish Galusa was the Romans when the Jews were under, and even in the time of the Gemara, the Jews were under Roman rule in Israel. And the Roman emperor appointed a Jewish Reish Galusa, the head of Galus above all. That was a powerful family that was representatives of the Roman government. So it was a very powerful.
The Romans were in Babel?
No, I'm sorry, you're right. And it was originally Roman, then Babel was Babel. You're right, it was the Babel, the Babylonian government. Yeah, Iraq, basically. So, Rav Nachman was very involved in that Reish Galusa. He liked the Rav of that family. So the Gemara asked the question, but there was a story like that on Reish Galusa. The Reish Galusa had a woman, gave over their kid to a wet nurse, and Rav Nachman said that woman could remarry. So why is this older lady saying Rav Nachman forbid her when we know a case, Rav Nachman Shorla Beresh Galusa, the widow of the house of the Resh Galusa, to remarry after they gave the children over to a wet nurse? Why is Rav Nachman told this elderly woman no? So the Gemara said, Shani Beresh Galusa, the Lehadrabu. Because over there, the wet nurses will not renege on the contract. The Gemara says like this. What's the whole point over here? You need somebody to nurse this baby. Yeah? When the Reish Galusa hired a wet nurse, you knew that's a done deal forever. You know, as long as the kid needs to nurse, he's going to be nursed. They're never going to renege. One day the wet nurse could wake up and say, you know what, I don't want to nurse anymore. The mother won't be able to nurse because she stopped nursing already. Right? So by Reish Galusa, we're not afraid of that, because Reish Galusa, they're too powerful for anybody to start up with them. So then, Rav Nachman said, okay, we know for sure this wet nurse is going to nurse the baby for the 24 months, therefore the woman could remarry. But this elderly woman that gave the kid over to a wet nurse, Rav Nachman said, maybe she'll renege the deal and you can't do it. So he didn't do it. Okay, now. But Lepeil, what happened over there? If this older woman didn't tell Rav Papa and Rav Huna that Rav Nachman forbid it, he would have allowed them to marry. Right? He would have allowed them to get based on their braisa. So Amelo Rav Papi said to Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Va'atun le'tizbra, you don't learn that it's forbidden? I'll prove that you should have known a braisa, another braisa, that forbids it. What's the case? A woman, a widow, who had the custom while she was married, she always went to her father's house in a different city, even when the husband was alive. She used to run away from home, basically. Or, meaning, she was estranged from the husband 3 months before he died, or the husband was arrested in prison, or the husband went overseas, or the husband was sick or old who can get relations anyway, or he was barren, old, islandless, meaning cannot give birth, or a minor. A woman who miscarried after her husband's death. Or a woman who's incapable of giving birth. Nevertheless, kulam tzrichas lahamtim shtoisha chadash. Okay, by the way, this is a very practical trait that Rabbanim don't keep, and I still don't know why. And it means like this. We just mentioned, it's not about nursing, we just mentioned that a woman, when the husband dies, she cannot remarry for 3 months. 92 days. Okay? Yeah? It's really 90 days plus the day the guy died and she wants to get married, so it's 92 days. That's the law, technically. Mm-hmm. If a person converts, they have to wait 92 days. A woman gets divorced, 92 days. The husband dies, they have to wait 92 days. Why? Like we just mentioned before. A baby, according to Teda, can be born after 7 months or 9 months. Okay? Now, if a woman, let's say, marries a month after her husband died, or 2 months after her husband died, and then she got pregnant, it's possible 7 months later she'll have a baby. Yeah? Now we don't know, is it 9 months from the first husband? And she was pregnant when the first husband died? Or is it from the second husband? So we don't know. What's the problem if you don't know? There's a lot of issues. Number one, who halachically the father is. Marriage, relations, I mean, there's tons of stuff going on. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, a woman that gets divorced, whatever, needs to wait 92 days. Yep. What happens, the Gemara says, if it was impossible, two nights in a row.
keep it up.
One second. So what happens if it was, she didn't have relations with her husband for those 3 months before?
She wanted more?
She didn't have, yeah, she got, no, if
I
had.
I can actually focus better when I'm not looking at
no, he knows it by heart.
My eyes are not reading, okay. So
you can correct him that way.
You know, there's a story.
My eyes, it's all fuzzy.
When the Rebbe was in Paris, the Rebbe before the Rebbe was in Paris.
With the newspapers?
No. There was a whole, they were in Europe, they didn't have too many Sfarim then. So the Rebbe was giving a class in the Gemara. Okay? So everybody shared the Gemara, but the Rebbe was giving the class, he had his own Gemara. And people wondering, why is the Rebbe have his own Gemara? Why doesn't he share with anybody? But the Rebbe was giving the class. Mm-hmm. The Pearl, and the Rebbe is learning the Gemara, okay, teaching the Gemara, and everybody's following the Gemara and their Gemaras. And people are behind, like, why doesn't he share with them? Why are we, like, three per Gemara? Why didn't he? And after the Rebbe left, they realized that the Rebbe was not looking in the same Gemara they had. There was not enough svarim, so the Rebbe took a different Gemara, but reading it by heart.
Oh my God. Pretend like he was...
pretend that he was looking in a book when he was really saying it by heart.
This is the seventh Rebbe.
Yeah, Rebbe, you know.
I pretend. Because he didn't have the real Gemara.
There was not enough Gemaras. He wanted them to have the Gemara. He didn't need the Gemara, but he didn't want to just say it by heart. Right. So he took a Gemara and he's looking in. He's going like this. Like you also, you're modest, you know, by heart. Okay, anyway.
I hope everyone believes that.
Don't hold your breath. Anyway, so Gemara says like this. What happens, so you have to wait 92 days, because you don't know if it's going to be from the first husband or the second husband. So Gemara says like this. What happens, if the woman was never home. She went to her husband's house, I mean to her parents' house, for 3 months before the guy died. Or she was in a fight with him for 3 months. Or her husband was in prison. Yeah, her husband was in prison. So she didn't have relations with him. Do you also have to wait the 3 months? Or the Gemara gives the husband went overseas. Yeah, for 3 months he went overseas and then he died. Right? So there's no way they had relations. To think, is the baby from the first husband or from the second husband, correct? So I would think you don't have to wait. So the Braisa says it doesn't matter. You still have to wait. And that's what he says. Or even the guy can't even have a kid. Or he was barren or whatever it is. Okay? Rameir holds, it doesn't matter that they weren't together. The Chacham said 3 months. It's 3 months. Rabbi Yosi matir li'oris v'li'nasim miyad, and Rabbi Yosi says, no, the reason doesn't apply. Right, the reason doesn't apply, so you can get married right away. So Gemara says, V'amir Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rav Meir b'gzeira Yisov. The halacha is like Rav Meir, okay, meaning. Just like Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, that just like by 3 months, whether the reason applies or not, you still have to wait 3 months. The same thing by the nursing mother, you have to wait 24 months. It doesn't matter if the kid died she gave over to a wet nurse or whatever it is. The Chacham said 3 months, 2 years 20. Is 24 months is 24 months. So he asked them, he asked Rapapi and Ravuna, you guys would have permitted this woman to marry, right? Because she gave over the baby to a wet nurse and therefore she doesn't have to nurse the baby? But that's not the halacha. The halacha is with whether the reason applies or not, you still have to do it. Amalei, so Rabbi Ravuna said to him, you're right. Lava daitin. We didn't take note of that price. But you're right. Okay? Now the Gemara discusses the final halacha. Okay? Mace, if the kid died, mutter, the mother could remarry. Gemalaso, asr. If she weaned him, then it's still forbidden. Okay? Now, if the diet, 1 minute. Ma'abaravashyam afilu meisnami asr. Even if the kid died, she still can't get married for 24 months. Why? The woman will want to get married, she'll kill her kid. And they'll say, okay, now I can remarry.
Wow. We're talking to Jews here.
1 minute, it says, Dilma Kotle, then she'll get married. And the Gemara says, Hava uvda, there was talk of such a case, the mother choked the kid, to kill the kid, that she can get married, remarried within 24 months. But the Gemara said, Vlahi, she was a shaita, she was mentally deranged, because the Gemara said, Le'avda nasha chanka benayil, women don't just kill their kids. I mean, she was not normal. But what you see from the Gemara is a very interesting statement. What is the Gemara saying over here? And that's why I have a problem with why people today are too lenient. And it's really not I don't even Rabbanim is saying Aleinu. I don't understand why. The Gemara says basically that Meir din was waiting 3 months or 24 months, even though there's a reason for it. Even though there's a reason for it, nevertheless, when the Chachamim say 24 months, it's 24 months, whether the reason applies or not. When the Chachamim say you can't get married for 3 months, because we don't know who's the father gonna be, then it doesn't matter if the reason applies or not. Okay? By the way, in Shulchan Aruch it says, there's an exception to this case. If the woman is pregnant already when she died, when the husband dies, it gets divorced. Marshall, a woman is pregnant from the husband. The husband dies. Yeah? But she's pregnant. She doesn't have to wait 24 months to get married. Why does she, three months to get married. Why do you have to wait 3 months? To know who the father is. Here we know who the father is.
Right.
Correct? But she would have to wait 24 months because of the baby. She would still have to wait 24 months to get married.
She's pregnant.
Yeah.
After childbirth.
Right.
What was the reason behind it again? Correct?
Because the woman nurses the kid. If she married somebody else, she got pregnant.
She won't
be able to nurse that kid. But today, what a lot of rabbis that do conversions do, they convert a woman, and the same day they make a chuppah. When halacha says you have to wait 92 days. What's their heter? They say, because today they take pregnancy tests, and they know the woman's not pregnant, and that's good enough. But, you know, that's stretching it pretty far. Because the Gemara says over here clearly, even if the reason doesn't apply, it still applies.
The test could be wrong a lot of times.
Right. Not only 100%. That, the Gemara says, what happens if it's a widow that's 80 years old? She ain't having no kids. I mean, ain't sorry, Menu, or you have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. An 80-year-old woman, the husband dies. Correct? She's not pregnant. And she got to get pregnant.
Right.
Okay? The halacha says she still has to wait 3 months to get married.
Yeah.
Why? What's the problem? She's not getting pregnant. The Gemara says, like Luke, the rabbi said 3 months is 3 months, whether the reason applies or not.
This is halacha today?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, I know someone who did that.
By a get, by the way, by a get and by death, they take away 92 days. But by conversion, it's also the same question. Because if a woman converts, yeah, and then she marries, let's say, that day, and 6 months later gives birth. The question is it 6 months in the new husband? Or maybe she was pregnant before she converted, okay, and then the kid's a guy.
But again, these laws were established in order to protect the child. So if a person doesn't have a child, why is it still applied?
No. First of all, once the rabbi said it applies even if the reason doesn't apply, the question, not to protect the child, the question is, whose child is it?
Oh, just the 3 months. But he's talking about
if we're talking about a person, let's say a person's 80 years old, like you mentioned.
Well, 24 months for the child.
There's no child at all in the picture. Why?
I understand. But the rabbi said a woman whose husband died or divorced cannot remarry for 92 days. What's their reason? The reason is because if she has a kid, you won't know who's their father.
Okay. And even if she doesn't.
But even if it doesn't apply, she can't have any kids. Okay. Right?
Right.
You start making exceptions.
You don't.
It becomes a slippery slope. And
So where they're really lenient today, and it's based on, you know, Rabbanim, but why Chatchila Rabbanim Amekel, that they do a gerus for the woman. The problem's on the woman. And right away, they do the wedding the same day. Right? And now the question is, was the kid conceived as a Jew? Or was the kid conceived as a guy? Because, l'mashal, the halacha is, if a woman is pregnant, okay, a guy, a goyish woman is pregnant, and she converts during pregnancy. Yeah? When the kid is born, halachically the kid is Jewish, but he's called a ger. In other words, the conversion of the mother was the conversion of the child. Because he went to the mikveh. When the mother went to the mikveh,
so
he went... One minute. So that kid is Jewish, but Hayrasi Shalei B'Kedusha, because he wasn't conceived as a Jew, halachically as a din of a ger. Which means, if it would be a girl, she couldn't marry a geyer.
She can't marry a
coin. I meant to say a coin. She can't marry a coin. But if she converts and then has a baby.
Want some?
No, I still have soda in here. I'll think when I finish. But if she converts and she wasn't pregnant, right? And then 6 months later, 9 months later, she has a baby, the kid's 100% Jewish because he was conceived. After the conversion, so it's Jewish. Right? So just because a lady takes a pregnancy test from our Gemara, it doesn't come out very well that you could just do it. But if the Tesis brings down a very interesting argument over here, Tesis says, a grusha, Rabbeinu Shimshon Hazaka Amar, grusha can marry right away. Because a divorced woman is not obligated to nurse the husband's kid. You can't force it to. But Rabbeinu Tam says it's forbidden. Whatever, it's an argument. But the halacha is that you can't. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Tan Rabbanan. Now, until now, the Gemara is talking about the halachas of a nursing mother when she could get married, right? Now the Gemara talks the din of a wet nurse. It means a woman was hired to nurse a child. Can she nurse any other children with that kid? Even her own. So suddenly, the Tanur Rabbanan went, yeah? We're like 10 lines in the bottom of the page, 12 lines in the bottom of the page. Tanur Rabbanan, Shanos Laben Lahonik, if a woman, if somebody gave over to a woman, a wet nurse, Lahonik to nurse a child, Hareza leitonic ime, she cannot nurse together with that child that she's paid to nurse. Le bina, she can't nurse her own child. Vole ben chavita, and not her friend's child. Okay? Now, Pascha kima, what happens if the mother of the child, the biological mother, stipulated with the wet nurse that she's only going to give her very little food? In other words, like this. When you hire a wet nurse to nurse your baby, yeah? So she's doing the job for you, basically. Right? It's like sending your kids to school. It's your job to teach the kid. You're sending it up. Okay.
You need to have a lot of food.
Huh?
You need a lot of food. Nursing woman, right?
Yep.
Again,
so now, 1 second.
What was the situation here? What are we saying here? So
this case is a guy, somebody, a family gives over a baby to be nursed by a wet nurse, by a professional nurser.
Understood.
Okay. So the din is, because this nurse, wet nurse, is obligated to nurse baby A, okay, and if she starts nursing other kids, she might not have enough for all three, so she might not be able to nurse properly the kids she's paid to nurse. So therefore the Braisa says, she can't even nurse a friend's kid, she can't even nurse her own child with this kid
only
together.
Only the kid she has.
Only the kid she's paid for.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Pascha Kima, what happened if the biological mother said, I'm only giving you a little amount of food. Okay? In other words, this. The party you hired agreed to supply with the food that's insufficient for her to nurse the child properly. And the nurse, wet nurse agreed that she'll make it up. So the din is, leitechal imei, she cannot eat while she's under contract with the child, dvarim haroyim l'chol, of things that are detrimental for the milk.
Makes sense.
In other words, even if they give her a small amount of stipend for the food, she still must eat food which is good for a baby. And the Gemara is going to discuss, by the way,
who's giving her the food? The family?
Normally, maybe the family pays for the food.
And she finds it detrimental?
What happens if the family stipulated a small amount of food? So she has to add, the wet nurse herself has to make up the difference.
So she needs $50 a week for food to nurse properly.
But it's not enough.
So, and they're only giving her 25.
Only giving her 25.
I see.
So now she has to supplement the food from her own.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So the din is, even though she's paying for it, she cannot eat junk food, and the Gemara is going to say what, which is bad for a nursing child.
From her $25 portion.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Gemara says, so now the Gemara is like this, 1 minute. It says in this din, that a woman who's paid to nurse, cannot, listen what the Brisa says, not her own child, and not a friend's child. So the Gemara said, if she can't nurse her own kid, of course not the friend's kid. I mean, why is the Brisa saying the friend's kid?
Yeah, it's a conflict.
Yeah, good. So the Gemara says like this, Hash ben amrit lei ben chavet tami boy. You have to tell me she can't nurse a friend's child? She can't even nurse her own kid. So the Gemara says, no, I would think a friend's kid is better than your own kid. Why? I would think your own kid you can't nurse, because you care more about your own kid, and you're going to give him all the milk you can, and the kid that you're hired to nurse for,
right,
you won't have enough milk. But the friend's kid, I don't care about, so I'll nurse 50-50.
Another job.
Yeah.
It's another
pen. No, it's not. It's a chavit to you. She's not getting paid. Her own child that she cares about, maybe then it's forbidden to nurse him. Because, why? Because she'll give more milk to her own child and not have enough milk left for the other kid. Unless she has extra milk, she would not give it instead of the kid she paid for it. Kamash Malomi teaches us both. You can't do it either way. In other words, I would think that your own kid you can't nurse, because then you're going to use all the milk for your own kid that you care more about, and you won't have enough milk for the other. But by a friend, you say, you know what? I'll nurse her, the paid kid, and what's ever left over, I'll nurse that kid. So it says, no, you can't do it. Now, the Gemara says, Pascha Kima, it says in the Brisa like this, if they stipulated to give her only a small amount of food, she still has to eat a lot. Right? That means like this. Even if they offer you, you gave the example. Let's say you need $50 food to nurse the kid properly, and they're only giving her 25, she still has to eat $50 worth of food. So the Gemara says, Mehecha, who pays for it?
Right.
So the Gemara says, I'm going to have Shem Mishallah, her own money. Meaning, why is that fair?
Why is it fair?
So it's very simple. She agreed to the job, and she knew she agreed to the fact they're only giving her $25 a week. Mm-hmm. Right? So obviously, they're paying her so much to nurse that she didn't care about adding the extra $25.
Right?
Right? Because she accepted the job.
Learn from this, the Torah agrees to capitalism.
Definitely not communism.
Definitely likes capitalism. She can
choose to take your job or reject the job.
Why would any woman nurse somebody else's kid if they can't nurse their own kid? How is going to nurse their own kid?
No. Well, oh, so what should she do with her own kid?
Right.
She would have to hire. Listen, I don't know what you. You know, today people have housekeepers.
Uh-huh.
Some of these housekeepers have their own kids. Mm-hmm. So who babysits their kids? They hire another, right? Okay. But obviously, what they're getting paid is worth it for them to pay a babysitter for their own kid, correct?
Right.
So the same thing, obviously this wet nurse is getting so much money from this wealthy family, let's say, because they're the only ones that would afford it, that it pays for her to pay another woman to nurse her kid.
But she's only getting the half of it, $25.
Yeah, but they might be paying her $200 a week to nurse. I don't know.
Right. The salary could be higher than the cost of the food. Much higher.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. So it would pay for her.
Otherwise, she wouldn't agree.
Right, she would just leave the job.
She likes the baby.
Okay, but now the Gemara says, Leisechel ima dvarim aroim. Okay? She can't eat stuff which is bad for the kid. So now the Gemara says, Mainin, what is, listen to this. By the way, what the Gemara says here, lav dafke, it doesn't necessarily apply today, because the whole biological makeup of the woman and food and all that changed. But it's very interesting. The Gemara says, Mainin, what are the things that are detrimental for the nursing? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Kahana, kashis, chazis, dogim ktane vadama. Hops, grain, sproutings, small fish, and earth.
They're good on
small fish.
In other words, it says like this. They bring down over here, eating of earth was practiced as a remedy for certain sicknesses. So the din is that even though it might be good for the mother, but she can't eat earth because it's detrimental for the milk. That's what Avkan knows. So either hops, grain sproutings, little fish, Abaye says even more. Afilu kore v'chabusha, squash and quince.
All those things she can't have?
Right. Rav Papa Amar, afilu kore v'kufra, palm shoots and unripened dates. Amar Ravashi Amar, afilu kamka v'charsana, even kutach, that we just discussed, that's the sour milk and all that stuff, and fish hash. Meaning, fish fried in flour, fish brine, and fish fats. But what you said, by the way, is a Rashi in Chumash. The man didn't taste the
cucumber.
Remember, they have a tir and kishuim. So Rashi says, the man was able to taste like any food except those, because those are bad for nursing.
That's what people were craving.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, makes the milk spicy.
Oh, that's why they're kretching about we missed
yeah.
the cucumber.
Yeah. So Rashi says, the mum tastes like everything, but Rashi, the mum didn't taste like those because those things are bad for a nurse. But the Gemara doesn't say these. Unless if Abaye says squash and quince.
Well, quince is a type of apple.
Okay, but it's, you know.
I understand.
And it says like this. Why are these things bad for a nursing mother? So you says like this. Now some of the things we mentioned before, paska chalava, stops the woman from producing milk. And now some of the things we mentioned before, of the chalava, makes the milk sour. So bottom line is either stops the milk or makes the milk of the baby sour. So therefore, these things are bad for the kid. So it's interesting because the Gemara says, okay, Gemara's done with this. Now the Gemara says, I was going to tell you, if you have relations at certain times of the whatever, that's what type of kids you're going to have. It's interesting. Again, the stuff.
No.
The
huh?
By the meal system. Yeah. Okay, anyway. So bottom line is,
milk.
A woman cannot, if she's paid to nurse a child, is not allowed to eat things that are bad for the child. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara discusses the things that are bad. Okay. Now the Gemara says like this. The Misham Shebeit Echaya, if a woman has marital relations next to a mill, Havale b'nei nichbe. She'll have children who are epileptic.
Again, I'm sorry, what was that?
She has relations by a mill, by a grinding mill.
A flour mill.
A mill?
A mill.
Okay. I thought it was a measurement of some sort.
No. There is a mill measurement. But it means, I'm saying, okay, she's going to have epileptic children.
If she has relations by
she mill. Conceives from relations performed at that location.
Really?
The Misham Shal Ara, a woman that has marital relation while laying on the ground, Havale B'nei Shemute, are going to have kids with elongated necks. It's a type of deformity, Rashi says. The Darcha Rama de Chama, a woman who treads on the manure of a donkey, Havale B'nei Gididoni. She's going to have children who lose their hair. They're going to be bald. Okay? Or with the second interpretation,
you mean
the
whole walking on manure, or like right before relations?
Right before relations. The Acha Chardola, if a woman eats mustard, Havala B'nei Zalvali. She's going to have kids that are glutens.
Gluttonous.
But
they're going to be very
gluttons.
Gluttons. Yeah, what gluttons.
I'm
sorry. I'm not saying the word correct. Yeah, glutton is a fresher, you know. He brings down over here, this in the next statement refers when she's pregnant. A woman who's pregnant that eats mustard is going to have glutton kids. A woman who eats cress, Havala b'nei dulfani, the children with teary eyes. Da'achla munini, if she eats a small type of fish, Havala b'nei metzitza ena, she's going to have the kids with fluttering eyes. Da'achla gagushta, a woman who eats clay, Havala b'nei mechori, is going to have ugly children. Shas yeshikra, if she drinks beer when she's pregnant, again, all of these last ones are now about pregnancy. She drinks beer, Havala b'nei uchma, she's going to have dark children. The achla bisra v'shasa chamra, but a woman during pregnancy that eats meat and drinks wine will have children baria, healthy children. Achla beya, a woman who eats eggs during pregnancy, Havale b'nei inani. You're going to have kids with large eyes. Da'achle kaviri, if she eats fish during pregnancy, Havale b'nei chininoi. She's going to have charming children. Da'achle karpisa, if she eats celery, Havale b'nei zivsane. She's going to have radiant children. Da'achle kusbarta, if a woman eats coriander, whatever that is, Havale bisra, she's going to have fat kids.
What was the charming kids?
Yeah.
What was that again?
The charming kids, if she eats fish.
But not small fish.
Right. Achla esrega, a pregnant woman eats an esrig, Havale b'nei rechod is going to have fragrant children. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara tells the story. Brati de Shvor Malka, the daughter of King Shapur, was the king of Bavel. Achla ba'ima esrega, her mother, when she, the queen, yeah, of King Shapur, when she was pregnant, ate esregim, v'avamaskel akame avur, and when King Shavur Malka, when King Shapur wanted to smell something nice, they would bring the kid to the father, b'nei shirichoni, before all the other fragrances.
Oh. I tried my darnest to get my wife to eat esrogim when she was pregnant.
Woman who drinks beer, that means a lot of women who drink beer out there.
Today, it's not, I mean, again, like the Gemara says, the Rambam brings it down, the Poskim brings it down. A lot of these remedies of the Gemara and things of the Gemara don't apply today because the Gemara is wrong. It's just the biological makeup of the person is different than it was years ago, so it's, doesn't work.
Why would it change?
Biologically, everything changed.
Evolution.
Evolution?
Monkeys.
And there's stuff in the air, there's pollutants, there's the diet.
No, but that's not only that. Years ago, a woman who nursed never became pregnant, basically. It was a rarity that a nursing woman became pregnant. That's why in the olden times they didn't practice birth control, because when the woman nursed for 2 years, it was basically birth control.
Now
pregnant women, nursing women get pregnant. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Amen Ravuna, Ravuna said, Badaklan Ravuna Bachinin, Ravuna Bachinin tested us, he asked us the following question. We used to ask, you know, just test the students to see if they were good or not. He emeris lohanik. What happened? The wife says, I want to nurse my baby. Vuhu emer loy lohanik. The husband says, I don't want you to nurse. Why? Says Rashi says, bring it up from the Rambam, I mean, nursing will detract from her beauty.
Really?
So the wife says, listen, I want to nurse my kid. There's a bond between the mother and the kid. And the husband says, no, I don't want you to nurse the kid. Get a wet nurse. Who do you listen to? So he said, then is shame in law. You listen to the mother. Why? Because it's painful for her not to nurse. The simple meaning of this is because if she doesn't extract milk, the breasts become engorged, and then it is painful for her. Or another simple interpretation is, a woman, it's painful for her not to want to nurse her baby. I mean, just the emotional bond of it. Okay, what happens? Hu amelahanik. What happens if the husband says to the wife, I want you to nurse? Vihi ameres shalei hanik. I don't want to nurse. In other words, it said like this. If the husband says no and the wife says yes, you listen to the wife and she can nurse. What happens if the husband is a cheapo? He says, I want you to nurse. He doesn't want to pay a woman to nurse, right? Didn't have formula in those days. So, but the woman says, I don't want to nurse. So who do you listen to? Mahu, what's the din? So he says like this. Kol eicha delav urcha. If her family's tradition was not to nurse, meaning she comes from a wealthy family that the women didn't nurse, shame in law, then you listen to her. What happens though? He urcha. What happens if her family tradition did nurse? V'hu lav urcha, but there wasn't the custom of his family to nurse. My, what's the din? Basid di day aslinen or basid di da aslinen? Do you follow the husband or do you follow the wife?
Follow the wife.
That's what they do today's world, or else. But he says, pashtina le meha. And he resolved it from a braisa. What does the braisa say? Ayla imai veina yeredesime. When a woman in marriage goes up with the husband in status, she doesn't go down with the husband. And the Gemara is going to discuss exactly what that means. But the din is, if the wife is not as rich as the husband, and she marries the husband, he has to treat her on his status. He can't say, this is where you come from, you know, you're a pauper.
You live in the barn.
You live in the barn, yeah. So then you can, because she goes up with him. What happens if she was wealthier than him? And he says, okay, you can't do that.
What? I don't understand that.
You can't do what?
If she's wealthier than him,
then what?
Then
she can't do what? And she doesn't want a nurse, you can't force her.
Because she doesn't want a nurse what?
Doesn't want a nurse, because her family would hire people to nurse.
In other words, like this, the Sefta teaches like this, the Gemara is taking it a little bit differently. But they bring down the Sefta like this. If after the marriage, they got married, yeah? 5 years later, the husband gets rich. So he can't say to the wife, I'm go sleep in the barn, or I'm treating you like a pauper. She goes up with him. What happens if they were wealthy when they got married? 5 years down the line, he goes broke. He says to the wife, I can't treat you anymore like I used to. That then he forced him and he still has to treat the wife like he did.
Right.
Or, same thing at the time of marriage as well. If he or she come from a wealthy family that don't nurse, the wife doesn't have to nurse because she goes up with him. As his family didn't nurse because they were wealthy, She also doesn't have to nurse. But she doesn't go down with him.
If he loses the money and he asks her to nurse, she doesn't have to.
Right.
I just got lost.
Huh?
I got lost.
If he becomes poor and he wants her to nurse because he doesn't have money to afford a nursemaid, whatever, a nurse, so...
He has to...
He still has...
If her family did nurse...
He has to hire someone.
Right.
He still has to do it, even if he can't afford it.
So she doesn't go down with him.
Correct.
Okay.
She gets what she's used to. Now...
Amir Rav Huna, so Rav Huna, we'll just finish this up now. Amir Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, what's the source of this? That a woman goes up with the husband and not down. So it says like this. Amir Krah, the Pasuk said, V'hi bu'ulas bal. What, over there was the story with Avimelech, you know, she was a married woman with Sarah when he, you know, Avimelech took Sarah. So over there it says, V'hi bu'ulas bal. She was a married woman. But normally you say, Eishas Ish. In Chumash, even with Pari, it says Eishas Ish. Why does it say Be'ulas Baal? Double expression. It says Baliyasa Shabal, meaning Ulas is Aliyah. So it says Be'ulas Baal. The Aliyah, she goes with the Baal. That means when the husband goes up, Be'ulas Baal, she goes up with him. V'lei B'ridasi. Rabbi Lazar Amar Mehachar Rabbi Lazar Sermon. This in Pasuk it says by Chava, Ki hi haisa ein kol chai. She was the mother of all living. The chayim nitna, what the life of a woman was given in marriage to grow, not to suffer. So therefore, the Gemara learns out, bottom line, the woman.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, if she, so the husband, in other words, like this. If the husband says to, you have to nurse. And she says, no, in my family we didn't nurse. We had money. Nobody nursed in my family. Or for that matter, even if the husband's family was able to hire a nurse, and the husband said, no, I want you to nurse, the halach is, you know, she doesn't have to.
It's her way or the highway.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Oh, yeah.